Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
I don't know how to start this when we don't say cheers. Fist bump, cheers. Because again,
we'll just be like, oh, I wish we had mics.
I know, it's actually on my to-do list to fix the mics.
I feel like
almost every week.
I like want it like in my face. Like I want to like feel like I'm on a podcast because every time we do this, I feel like we're just
We are just talking.
I know, but like I want.
Okay, mic. I will get them fixed. Okay, I will get them.
Thanks
fixed.
So much.
And I explained on last week's episode why I don't have a drink right now. Like I'm not even drinking water because I just don't need that much liquid before bed.
Yeah.
We are here for episode 71 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. I don't even know where to start if we're not starting with currently.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to talk about. Like, I feel like a lot of the things I want to talk about are, like, kind of fit into a currently segment a little bit. Because, I'm, like, going to hit all the topics almost.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with TV. Let's just start with Dancing with the Stars. Okay.
So, Allie, unfortunately, already had plans.
I am booked and busy, you guys. I looked at, like, Tuesdays from here on out, and it just is a sad, sad time.
Yeah, that was really poor planning on your part.
Well, because I can't do Thursdays.
Because of
this. And then I can't do Wednesdays.
Because of volleyball.
And then so I scheduled things Tuesdays and then forgot about Dancing with the Stars.
Thanks.
So, it's really tough out here. Thankfully, it's not, like... Like, yes, you see who goes home, like, if you see a spoiler, but, like, it's really
When you say you're booked for a lot, hopefully it's, like, the beginning of the season, and if you do get a spoiler for who goes home, it's gonna be earlier in the season.
Yeah.
When it's not quite as, like, oh my gosh! You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and playoffs for volleyball is next week, so then I think
it'll be over.
Have a few more weeks for that.
And then you can plan stuff on Wednesdays.
Yeah. But so I started this new... thing with my like business called Friender Benders, and they're like me going to like happy hours with like new vendor friends. But
anyway, so all that to say, we didn't watch together.
Yeah,
because Allie had plans.
We also didn't watch at the same time at all because I was
You were busy. Yeah, you watched it after. Yeah. I mean, kind of as expected. For the most part, I mean, we can talk about the exceptions, but for the most part, the people that we expected to be really good were good. The people we expected to be really bad were really bad, and the people we expected to be kind of
I don't think, honestly, anyone was really that bad.
The two older guys were that bad. Yeah. I think one of the early big shocks to me was Meredith Blake.
Yeah.
I can't remember what
Elaine Hendricks.
Elaine.
Yeah, she was good.
She was good.
Yeah.
Especially when you think about, like, she's in her 50s.
Yeah, she's going to be, like, Allison Hannigan.
But I think
like
she's a better dancer.
Yeah, and she's going to make it far, too.
Yeah.
Jordan Chiles, I feel like, is just going to, like, stay in the middle the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't see her, like surpassing really anybody. But I also don't see her doing, like, worse than, like, who's in the bottom. Honestly, like...
I mean, she's a lot of room for improvement. And she knows how to train, and she knows how to... Like, she knows her body, so I think she could.
Yeah.
She could surprise us and improve, or she could just stay in the middle.
Yeah. Dylan Efron, too, I feel like he kind of got underscored a little bit.
Well, anybody that goes earlier in the night is gonna get underscored, I fear. Like, they want to play it
like,
safe.
Yes, it was bad, but...
It wasn't awful.
I didn't think it was awful, but, like, he has rhythm. Like, he can get better.
Yeah, he can get better. Danielle is the best, so she can teach him, she can choreograph
well. She
also
had to deal with Milkshake, which is,
what a song choice.
That was just a stupid choice. Like, I get, like, wanting to, like, just, like, get something silly out of the way, but, like, no.
Yeah. And also, I mean, he's just so hot.
Yeah.
Like.
But he can move his hips. Like,
totally, totally. I mean, he's not, the family has rhythm. They're not, like.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, everybody else is expected until.
It's, yeah.
Robert.
Yeah. It's also so hard, too, because, like. Like, some of the dances just don't show as much, like, technique or, like the tangos. Like, I'm, like, I get them, but I'm also, like, whatever. It's just, like, tangos, like, frame and, like, you know.
Well, that's, so, you weren't here, obviously, but Sam watched with us, and we had kind of a little mini debate on what's actually harder, the tango. Because most of them, like, except for Robert and Whitney, did tango or cha-cha. Pretty much every other person did one of those, too, I'm pretty sure. And so we were kind of debating which one was harder because tango is in frame and is kind of like, it doesn't feel as hard.
Yeah.
But like, technically it probably is, mm-hmm. you know, you have to do the kicks and the swirl, you know what I mean? Whereas like cha-cha is fast and there's not as many, like you could be a little bit more like down to earth with it, but it's fast and there's like fast footwork.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. And like the jive is like, also really fast.
Yeah. And but they were like, the only ones that did that, which is just so interesting.
Yeah, he's very much giving Jason and like Joey.
Yeah.
Like same like energy. Like I can't see him getting worse.
No. And if he wins, like that's all fine and dandy. But like I also kind of hope he doesn't just win because he's like this cute guy and his sister won and whatever, you know what I mean? Like I want him to actually, like, Joey, I feel like, improved a lot.
Yeah. And I think, too, though, like, he did a jive. Like, we have no idea what he's going to look like when he, like, does a tango.
Yeah, or has like, to do, like, a waltz or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Alex, I thought, was really good.
She was really good.
And she wasn't stiff like Brooks.
No.
At all.
No, she was good.
Which I kind of anticipated based off of the, like, previews that we saw. So, yeah. And, I mean, her dance was also iconic and, like, what a great song, and the Ring of Fire, you can
except I also looked up the fact that she was like 6 years old when that song came out, so like interesting song choice, but
she's my age.
Yeah, and that song came out in like 2007.
Okay, but like the 2000s was a great generation of music and we all listened to it.
Yeah, it's just funny for an anthem choice.
Yeah, well, yeah, Whitney was good. Jen was better than I thought she was gonna be.
Jen was better than I thought she was gonna be too, so I think it will be interesting. It'll come down to if the people who love the show, if they'll pick and just vote for one, or if they'll vote.
I actually didn't even vote this week.
You couldn't. It closes and when the episode ends.
Yeah, I know, but I could have voted. Like
I just feel like that. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
Because when, back when I watched So You Think You Dance Live, mm-hmm. and you had to vote by picking up a phone, aka my house phone, and dialing in a number, you were only allowed to vote for one person. Like, you couldn't, like, I guess you
could call multiple times. Yeah, the 10 votes per person is crazy.
It is. However, I finally decided this year, like, in my head it makes sense for how I'm going to vote. So the people that I really liked, like, I for sure don't want them to go home, I gave them 10. And then the people that I don't care if they go home, I gave 0. And then the people that I, like, are kind of in the middle for me that, like, I wouldn't mind seeing more, I gave 5s to hopefully push the people I don't like down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was more about, the 5s were more about pushing down the people I don't like.
Yeah.
It was almost like if I did, like, 5-0 and -5, kind of, is how I thought about it in my head. So I picked, like, 3 couples that I gave 10.
Okay.
And then I gave a handful of others, like, 5. Like, Jordan Childs, like, I don't, and Elaine, like, I don't want them. Maybe I gave her 10. But, like, I don't want them to go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
That's kind of how I did it. And Mom wasn't fast enough. She didn't get her votes in. I don't remember who Lindsay voted for.
Yeah.
And Sam was like, no, I'm not voting. But
Whitney was good.
Whitney was amazing. I mean,
the Fifth Harmony girl was good.
Yes. Oh, she was really good.
Yeah.
Like, dancing wise, I was very impressed. But I guess I kind of expected that. But like, yeah, she was good. And yeah, Whitney was good. Yeah. And then do you watch all the way to the end? They're doing a double elimination next week.
Oh, I didn't know it was double.
Mm-hmm. They said that at the very end.
Oh.
When they said, nobody's going home, but, you know, your votes matter because next week will be a double elimination.
Okay.
So, which I think, I don't know if that was always the plan or if that had anything to do with the fact that Carrie Ann wasn't there. And so it was kind of like the judges' votes were kind of funky because there wasn't a third judge.
Like, why couldn't she have just like watched it and just
like
voted for
both? Yeah, both. Especially if they weren't going to do an elimination, like giving her, that's a good idea. Her score is, like, at
I
home.
Mean, but is it, like, fair if it's not, like, in person? Because I've seen videos and, like, I feel like on camera and, like, in person it looks different.
Totally. Well, and the fact that they clearly have to lock it in, like, in for, like, quick, in, like, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Because that whole, like, fudging with Whitney's score, like, he locked in an 8 and then tried to hold up a 7. And they were But, so, here's another interesting thing. I know you saw, because we talked, well, you messaged it about it, that they posted.
I called it.
Well, hold on. That they posted the upcoming themes. And we're going to talk about that. But before we move on to that, they also posted the songs and styles for next week.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I don't know how I feel about that coming in advance. Because I feel like that gives a lot of, like, I don't know. I feel like finding out what style they're doing and what song they're dancing to is part of the excitement. Like, I don't want to know in advance.
Yeah, I don't care for it. I also, like, yeah, I really don't care. I also, I feel more of that about that with the themes. I don't like how we know all the themes already.
No, I also don't necessarily love
also,
that.
Also, TikTok night.
Hold on. Okay, so let's go through
like,
that.
Like, don't piss me off.
Okay, so next week is One Hit Wonders, which could be fun. There's some really good, like, one hit songs out there.
Yeah.
TikTok night. Yeah, what the fuck is TikTok night?
It's going to be, like, trendy TikTok, like, music. The other thing with Dancing with the Stars is the copyright thing. So it's, like, the songs are never actually, yeah, like, it's always covers.
Did you hear Jordan Child said they got explicit permission from Beyonce to actually use the real Break My Soul version?
They used the real Circus, too.
Yeah, so they probably have approval from, well, Britney doesn't own her music right now. Yeah. Something, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Free Britney. Okay.
Free Britney. So yeah, TikTok night, I'm not really sure what that's going to look like. Disney night feels early, which I'm here for.
No, it's always this early. Like, really? Week three or four, yeah.
Okay. Because then there's like lots of them.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. And that will be one, well, I don't know if you have plans, but then, because the next two, Mom is going to be gone. Because she's going to be in Italy.
Okay.
Well, I like watching with other people, and that includes Mom. Okay, dedication night, which is, yeah, I mean, I feel like they can't not do it at this point. Everybody who goes on Dancing with the Stars probably thinks, like, who they're going to do that for, yeah. You know? Wicked night, which I know we talked about last week a little bit. I'm still, like, quite unsure. Okay, so that's week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a lot of songs. Like, so, eight couples?
Robert Irwin needs Dancing Through Life. Mm-hmm. I see it. Mm-hmm. I see it.
Or Scott and Efron.
And Scott and Riley need Popular.
Oh, he was not as good as I wanted him to be.
He was. I don't know if he was nervous, but yeah, he was not good.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be. Oh my God, that would be so fun. I guess eight couples.
I hope Alan's a flying monkey.
Alan's gonna be a lizard on Disney night.
I also saw a trend that like people were saying, like, if you had to pick like your partner, who would it be?
Oh yeah, I see. Why
have we done that before?
No, but that comes up in my feed all the time.
Actually, I think we have talked about that before.
But I think we talked about it before I really knew who they were.
Okay.
But it pops up in my feed of like dance companies. So it's like like the Kansas City Chiefs team. Yeah. Okay, let's finish this. Halloween night, which, like, duh.
My favorite night.
Love. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Like, what are we doing?
I know. I knew you were going to hate that one.
For why?
Like, it's like, well, last year they did, like, what, heavy metal or
like,
whatever.
Like, oh my God.
It was so bad.
Like, do, like, an 80s disco, do an ABBA night. Like, what are you doing?
I was thinking about that when you were singing, whatever you were singing, or your phone was singing The Winner Takes It All. I was like, oh, they should do a Mamma Mia night.
I think they might have done an ABBA
night. And there's a lot of choices there.
Yeah.
And then the 20th birthday party, which, again, didn't we do, like, a special, like, 400th episode or something, 500 something last season? Like, now we have to do a birthday party.
Yeah.
And then the semifinals is Prince night.
Like, guys, like, do they have, like, a system where it has to be someone that's deceased? Like, no offense.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I'm, like, it's always, like, Michael Jackson night or, like.
Yeah.
I'm just, like. No.
But I also don't like that that's the semifinals, because I feel like by the time we get to the semifinals, they should be able to do whatever the hell they want. Like, it shouldn't be a theme. It should just, it's like a redemption dance and then, like, one new thing.
I would like dedication night towards the end.
Sure. Okay.
Like, I think that, because it's like, you actually, like, made it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like.
You get to dedicate.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like week five.
Yeah.
And then the bad news, the finale is the week of Thanksgiving again, and I'm going to be out of town. So we don't get to watch finale together.
What day is it?
It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Which is what it was last year. We just didn't travel for Thanksgiving last year, and we're traveling this year.
Well, who would your partner be? I think I know who your partner would be.
Well, okay.
Okay, wait. You say who you think my partner would be, and I'll say who you think your partner would be on the count of three.
No, that's confusing to me. Why don't we just go one at a time?
Okay.
But you can start with who you think I would choose.
I think, well, no, this is not who I think you would choose. This is who I think that, like, if you were a star and you walked into a room, this is who they would pair you with.
Okay, fine. Okay, but we could do both of those things. I think you're right, they could be different answers. Okay, so who would they pair me with?
They would pair you with Alan.
I think so, too. I think that's a very fair. That's not who I would pick.
I think you would pick Mark.
I think if I really wanted to win, but I also kind of want to pick Daniela.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Okay, yeah. Same.
That's,
but if it was like, if you had to pick a male
whatever, partner. Jenna got to be with JoJo. Yeah. I pick Daniela.
But if you had to pick a male partner.
Yeah, if I had to pick a male partner, probably Mark.
Yeah.
And then, well, I saw somebody said, Derek. Is Derek a choice?
Yeah, I saw. I think we saw the same video.
Yeah. And like, I mean, yeah. Yes, Mark is an old, like, but he is on this current season. So I think he is eligible to be picked, whereas Derek is not.
Yeah.
I think right now they pair you with Ezra.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I would want to be with Brandon, for sure.
Really?
I love Brandon.
Okay.
He would be, like, he's actually one of the only male pros that I, like, follow on social media.
Okay.
I
think Mark is the only male pro I follow on social media.
I think Brandon and I would have a ball.
I think you would. I think he's also probably really high up there in terms of teaching ability.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like we'd be pretty good. I feel like we'd make it pretty far.
Who also always pops up in my social media feed, but I haven't followed her, is his wife.
Oh, yeah. I follow both of them.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
She seems, like, very entertaining.
Yeah. They're really, really cute, and they, yeah. like, do trips together and stuff. And
yeah, they don't seem like they have a home base. Like, they seem, I feel like they move different places.
Yeah, they, like, don't have kids, and they're just, like, chilling.
I mean, that's the way to do it, because then they could have kids, and he could still be working.
Yeah.
Can you stop picking your nails?
Sorry.
Okay, if you're a Dancing with the Stars fan, let us know down in the comments who either you think they would pair you with, and or if it's a different person, who you would pick.
Yeah.
As your partner.
Dancing the Samba. Allie Alford and her partner, Brandon Armstrong. Dancing with the Amateurs.
Dancing with nobody wants to watch that.
Nobody wants
just like nobody. They kept the number of
nobody
commercials.
Nobody wants this.
The number of commercials for the Golden Bachelor during Dancing with the Stars. I was like, no.
Okay, we need to talk about that.
Why?
We need to talk about the Bachelorette.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about. Wait, did we not? Was it?
No,
announced?
I never gave you my full opinion.
Was it announced last week?
No.
Like when we recorded, it came out after that.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. It came out on Wednesday. Yeah. We recorded on Thursday. Okay, Tuesday.
So this is going to be a really great example of someone who doesn't watch the franchise and what they think of it, and someone that has watched the franchise forever, because I feel like I've noticed a pattern with people who don't watch it, and they're like, oh my God, so excited, whatever.
I didn't say I was so excited. I said, this may actually get me to watch it.
Because it's not the traditional show.
Yeah, right.
The franchise is struggling with views, yes, because it's shit. But the same, like, the Dancing with the Stars is for stars, okay? The Bachelor, Bachelorette is not for reality TV stars. It's not for reality TV stars to be the Bachelor and Bachelorette. It's for, like, regular people. Like, the people that I've met, because I've met people that are on the show, like, just randomly, I've seen them, like, walking or seen them, like, in bars and stuff. And, like, I don't think of them as famous people. Like, yeah, of course, they were on TV, but, like, they're not, like, famous reality TV people because, like, The Bachelor, Bachelorette is not, that's not what it's for, in my opinion.
Well, I understand that the contestants are regular people, but why can't, like, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette be a known person?
Because it just defeats the whole purpose. Like, it's not for, like, I think overall the Sisters' Lives of Mormon Wives needs to calm the fuck down.
Well, that's fair. That's a fair opinion.
Like, that show is not good enough for them to be, like, acting like this.
I know. It is funny.
And, like, respect to her, but, like, she has a history of good things.
Yeah,
and
she's a little bit...
is a mom of three, like, is...
from two different baby daddies.
Like, there's just, like... I guess, okay, so this is... I don't know if you know how it, like, works. So, basically, before The Bachelorette is even announced, guys apply to it. Like, you apply to it, and then they share who The Bachelorette is, and then you can decide whether if you still want to go on it or not.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them were like, no.
Okay, so first off, I did watch it, like, in college.
Yeah.
Some girl, I remember the girl named Allie, A-L-I, that's, like, cute blonde. And I remember whoever she was, like, she was a contestant on I watched a Bachelor season where she was a contestant, and then when she became the Bachelorette. So I watched, like, maybe two seasons.
Yeah.
But that was also, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, it typically goes where it's like, okay, there's The Bachelor.
Right, it's somebody who was a contestant.
Yeah, who made it pretty far.
Right.
Which I get some people got frustrated about that because then they're like, well, no, it should just be like an average show, a random person. Like, it shouldn't be someone. But then they, I think they saw success with, like, taking it from the season before.
Well, right, and that's, like, getting views, right? If you fell in love with that person when they were a contestant and then they didn't win, like, now you want to watch them find love. Like, no, I totally get that.
And The Bachelor in Paradise from this past season was, like, they, like, changed the whole thing. They, like, put it in a hotel, made it very, like, Love Island-esque, like, had the Golden Bachelors, like, and Bachelorette, or, like, the people from the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette, like, also were on the island. Like, it was just, like, weird. It's, like, stop trying to do so much. Like, I just feel like they're being very spontaneous, and they all need to sit down and figure out how can we, like, strategically get more views that are going to help us long term.
I mean, but sometimes you just have to throw spaghetti at the wall and, like, see what sticks. And, like, maybe this season will blow up in their face, and maybe it'll be awful, or maybe it'll bring, like, a whole bunch of new viewers and people that stick around and continue to watch season after season.
And, like, to be fair, like, I don't like it. Like, I don't like the franchise. It's so painful, but I watch it because it's so painfully awful.
Yeah, see, that's not worth my time.
Yeah. It's, like, really bad entertainment.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's, like, but the Sisters Lives of Mormon Wives, I was just bored.
No, see, I find that way more interesting.
Well, you should watch Love That Nader. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I actually feel like there's a lot of TV shows coming back that I want to watch.
I'm so addicted to TV. It's so bad. Okay. I just finished this other show.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Prime is, like, dishing them out left and right. Mm-hmm. Like, Prime needs, like, a whatever. I know you never watched The Summer I Turned Pretty, but the finale came out yesterday, so that was, like, a big thing. And
but is it the, and it's
finale, and then they just announced a movie.
Right, but this is going to be, we talked about this. I was going to watch it once it was done.
You should absolutely watch it.
Now. But that's, like, the finale. I know they're going to make a movie, but, like, this is the end of the show.
Correct.
Okay, I will watch it.
It's the end of the books.
I will watch it.
So then, so now we can start watching that after we record.
Okay, we never finished the other thing we were watching after we record.
Overcompensating, yeah. You can watch on your own time.
Okay.
I won't get upset. Okay. I showed that to Mom, too. We watched the first two episodes.
And then you stopped watching with her.
Well.
Well, Sam wanted to watch it, too, but
I'll watch either, whatever. But I want to watch Summer I Turned Pretty with you.
Oh, okay.
For sure. Because I've been wanting, I want to rewatch
Here's the problem right now, though, Al, is, like, we can't start recording until Lila goes to bed.
Okay, then just watch it yourself, whatever, I don't care.
Well, I don't know that I have time anyways, but, like, by the time Lila goes to bed and then we record, I am ready for bed.
I will warn you, though, like, the first, I
mean, and they're hour-long episodes, right?
Yeah. Mm. But I won't lie, like, the acting's a little brutal, like, okay. The first season. I mean, like, it's cheesy. It's your very, like, I don't know. Like, the show is very nostalgic. It's very, like, giddy, kicking your feet romance. Like, it's not, like, super, like, spicy or anything like that.
That's okay.
It's, I love it.
I don't need that. I'm not you.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like,
we were talking about books the other day, and she goes, I heard this other one was spicier, and I said, she's right. She said, then I'm gonna read that one.
Yeah, well, that, we'll
get to that. Books. Okay. Anyway, what else? What okay. other shows?
So I started watching the show The Runarounds. Mm-hmm. It's a show about, like, this, like, they're, like, seniors in high school, and they're, like, a little band, you know, trying to, like, get their name out there. It's very, like, coming of age. But they're, like, actually really fucking good. Mm. And they're so good that because of the show, they are now a real band.
Oh.
And they're going on tour. And the way I considered going to a different state, that's how badly I want to see them.
What, they're not coming here?
No.
Oh.
Their songs are so fucking good. Like, it's giving, it's, so this is how I described it. If 21 Pilots and 5 Seconds of Summer had a baby band, this would be the band.
Those are some, like, nostalgic band names you just dropped.
Right. Well, actually, 21 Pilots just dropped an album yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But, and he's also, and also the drummer is the baby daddy of Debbie Ryan's current stomach. Current baby.
Current baby. Okay. Well, so that's complicated.
There's a lore there.
Anyway.
But anyways, so that's another show I would highly, highly recommend. Super quick. 8 episodes. But there's also another show.
Jesus Christ, Allie.
Called The Girlfriend, which you'll actually really, really, really like on Prime. But, like, don't jump into it, like, because people, okay. It just came out. I'm okay. gonna finish it. Like, yeah.
I saw somewhere, I don't know the details, that Prime is going to start cracking down on things, like on household sharing. Like, do you use Mom's Prime? Like they're pulling a Netflix.
Yeah. Like, can we calm down? I will. Actually, someone asked me this the other day. I don't know if I was with you. I don't know. It was the other day also. That was a very dad move.
I feel like that's one of those phrases when anybody says that. It could mean
3 years ago.
It could mean like yesterday, or it could mean like 4 years ago.
Yeah. But they were like, okay, like what, if you had to pick one mm-hmm. streaming service mm-hmm. and it was like no other streaming service was available to mm-hmm. you, and like, you, like, mine would be Prime. I'm like such a Prime girl. Like, I'm always on Prime.
But is there anything bingeable? Like, you're, like,
always.
I need
90210 is on Prime. Gossip Girl's on Prime.
Oh, Gossip Girl's
on Prime. One Tree Hill, I think, is on Prime.
I would need at least one of my, like, you know.
90210 is my favorite. So, right. like, having that would suffice. Yeah. And they also always, like, bring out the new movies, like, eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Runarounds, The Girlfriend. There's another one.
This whole episode is going to be about TV.
I just really, like, there's just so much to be excited about right now. Like, I got coffee with this, like, friend today, and we were like, it's just so fun being a girl right now. There's just, like, so much, like, excitement. Like, all of these, like, movie adaptations from books and, like, mm-hmm. all of these, like, fun, like, cutesy shows. Like, there's just so much to be excited about. So, Love Island now has Love Island Games.
Yeah, you told me about that a while ago.
Okay, and the season premiere was 2 days ago.
Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine, but it's, like, there's just so much more strategy behind it because you, like, actually have to, like, win the challenges.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
Well, no, I never said you had to. I'm just explaining
that. I thought this list was, like, things you were
going
to watch.
No, this is just me explaining that I'm watching that, but one of the girls that's coming on is a girl who won her Love Island season and won Love Island Games last season. Like, why are you coming back on the show? Like, get a job. Like, get a hobby. Like, what are you doing?
Get a hobby.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, these are not shows I'm currently watching, but shows that are coming back soon that I'm excited about. The Morning Show. Did you watch that?
Yeah. I started it, but then I had, like, a 3-month Apple TV situation, and then mm-hmm. I was like, do I like it that much? No.
Okay. I thought you said you had Apple TV.
Not anymore.
Okay. I mean, Mom has Apple TV.
Speaking of Apple TV, have you watched Palm Royale?
No, but that's on my list, on my, like, long-term list, because you told me to watch it.
Okay.
I mean, SVU is coming back, because love SVU.
God, yep. That show is
season
great.
Season 27.
Like, they need to calm down.
No. She's amazing. Okay. Taylor Swift named her cat after her.
I'm aware. Okay. Thank you.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's great.
Season 22.
I hit a low.
22.
Oh, I'm really not that far. I'm like 17.
Emily in Paris. It's not until December, but like it's on my lineup.
I have a hot take. Well, a lukewarm take.
A lukewarm take.
I just like Lily Collins, babe. She's not a good actress. It's not good. The acting's so bad. It's painful. I actually don't even think I finished the last season.
I don't think you did either. And then.
No offense to Lily Collins, of course.
Yeah, because she's listening. And then The Pitt, did you ever watch it?
No, I think it would make me spiral. Because I have white coat syndrome, and I think it'd be too literal for me.
That's fair. It's also, like, it's one of those shows, kind of like The Bear, where when you watch it, you're just, like, your heart is racing the whole time. Like, it's not a relaxing show to watch.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good. And it won a shit ton of Emmys the other night.
Yeah, I think the thing about, like, the shows that I'm watching is they're very, like, coming of age, heartwarming, relaxed, like, fun, yeah. And, like...
Good for your anxiety, bad for your anxiety.
Right, and then when it's, like, The Morning Show, where I've really been wanting to watch, like, Deep Sharp Objects, or, like, any of these, like, intense, like, The Bear, yeah. Like, these intense shows, like, I can't get myself to, like, dial it in.
Yeah, no, I feel that way, too, especially if you're, like, watching TV in the evening, like, I couldn't watch The Pitt, like, before bed. Like, that wasn't the vibe.
Yeah.
It was just
too... I need my, like, smut book before bed.
Right. This one also probably wouldn't be good for your anxiety. And this is not, those are all the ones that I are returning that I'm excited about. This is one I added to my list that I am tempted by. It's a reality TV show technically called Special Forces.
Yeah, I know that.
Have you ever watched it?
No, I'm not interested.
Me neither, but Shawn Johnson, who I really adore and follow her and her husband on social media, they were on this season.
I feel like all the canceled people from reality TV show go on them.
Oh, interesting.
Like, that whole, like, Vanderpump thing, like, the Scandoval that I told you about, like, Tom Sandoval, like, went on it. Mm. And then, like, someone else from Vanderpump Rules went on, like, and then, like, JoJo's, like, I'm, like, I don't...
Oh, I didn't know she was on it.
I'm totally good. Speaking of JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Kalani's wedding, and I'm kind of waiting to see the...
The real... There is a couple, like, TikToks.
The bridesmaid's dress, though.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, it was,
interesting pick. It looked like a Rapunzel.
There was fake butterflies on
and it. And it was purple. Like, bright purple.
Purple. Yeah, I mean...
But I also find it interesting that it was just JoJo and Kendall.
Yeah, JoJo threw me for a loop.
Where was everybody else, though? Like, I understand if not everybody else...
everybody else.
Oh, they were there?
Oh, that... Or, like, the Dance Mom girls? No, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I understand if they weren't bridesmaids, but, like, they weren't even there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I thought that was
kind of... I already, like, feel like I'm gonna hate her dress.
Well, did you look at, like, the pictures of her bachelorette party?
Yeah, I didn't like any... Okay.
I think we're done on TV.
Yeah, we can okay. We can be done.
Then we move on. I'm gonna take a drink of your water. This is just water, right? There's no, like, electrolytes or anything here.
No. I am going to see the movie Him... A new Jordan Peele movie on Saturday is supposed to be really fucking crazy, so. I am on the last book of my hockey romance series situation. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'm on the 8th book.
Yikes.
They're easy reads.
Yeah.
But, like, I've also just been so tired lately, so it's been a little bit harder for me to, like, get through them. So once I finish that one, I think I'm actually going to pivot. The books that we were talking about were ACOTAR and Throne of Glass, and I thought...
By the way, I know you have, like, the physical ACOTAR book. I also own all of them on Kindle and can lend them to you.
Okay.
And Throne of Glass.
I'm not gonna... Yeah. It's just such a feat that I don't think I'm ready for right now. I think I need to wait until it's, like... I kind of want to do, like, November, December, January.
Oh, like, true winter.
Yeah, because, like, I... So... There's a new adaptation coming to Netflix, like the Chestnut Springs series or whatever. Like, it's like wild. It's like, I don't know. But I have this obsession with reading all these books that are going to be adaptations because I just, like, need to, like, and they're apparently good. And there's, like, 4 of them. So I'm thinking, like, maybe I do those and then I'll do fantasy. That fantasy stuff. Because I just, like, I'm in such a, like, da-da-da-da, like, era right now that I just, like, love all of the, like, cutesy little...
I mean, I don't... Yeah, I guess they are kind of intense.
I just don't have the brain power to, like, pack in, like, a whole world of, like, shit. And, like, I saw, like,
but an AI... Know that they are the same world, so, like, if you start one, or if you read one, the other one is a little bit easier to digest.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the same author.
Yeah.
Duh.
And there's a third... I haven't read the third set... That supposedly is a lot more modern than those two, but...
I also have, like, some physical books that I've gotten, like, over the summer that are just kind of, like, sitting on my desk, and I'm like, I should really read those. That's kind of where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But the one... So the last hockey book that I'm reading, though, the girl is not a stick figure.
I love that for her.
And I've talked about this before where I'm, like, I love seeing... you know, books highlight, you know...
Other body types.
But...
Uh-oh.
I just feel like they overdo it in terms of, like, the explanations and, like... Like, there's, like, a line where it's, like, oh, like, don't pick me up, like, I'm too heavy. And it's, like, oh, like, I... And then he's, like, I bench, like, double your weight, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, pins her against the wall. Like, do we really need to, like, talk about... Like, I get it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's realistic. I feel like anybody who's ever dated somebody who was smaller than them has had that moment.
Yeah, I guess that's, like, a bad example.
Don't lift me up.
I guess it's just, like, her inner dialogue is just, like, it's constant, which I guess is also...
Really realistic.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
maybe I just really didn't like that one that I read.
The other one you said, yeah. And maybe, like, I also feel like there's one thing to, like, enjoy representation, and then, like... Maybe reading about that when it's, like, if it is something you've experienced, it can be kind of hard. You know what I mean?
Maybe, and, like, she's, like, really, like, large-chested, so maybe maybe it's just, like, hitting me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's very possible. Like, there's definitely some things, especially with reading, where, like, and that's why I think I love, like, a fantasy series. And now you're thinking at me, maybe that's what I need to reread, is, like, and what I need to do is read, because I'll tell you my struggle with reading in a second. Anyway. Reading something that hits close to home, if there's something related to it, I feel like that's hard. That can be hard, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
Family, job, relationship, whatever. So I feel like I can't get into anything. I either pick up a Freda McFadden and want to read it in one day and do nothing else but read, or I can't get into a book. And so now that we're talking, maybe what I do need to do is reread something like Throne of Glass, where it's like...
What if you read something that's easy to digest?
I can't get into it, though. None of those start off exciting enough that I'm, like, excited to pick it up and read it, like Freda McFadden. Like, I'm not into it. I can't. I tried, like, a slower book, and I just, like... It's not that it's easy to digest. It's that I'm not hooked. And so then I don't care.
Yeah.
And I do something else instead. But if I reread a series...
Watch The Runaround instead.
No, because watching something, I can't fall asleep. If it's new. You know what I mean?
That's valid. Okay.
Maybe I'm going to reread Throne of Glass. Maybe that's what I'm doing. I prefer that. I mean, I really like ACOTAR, but I like Throne of Glass better. And Throne of Glass is done, whereas ACOTAR, in theory, she's coming out with a new book. So eventually I will reread in prep for that, so I'm not
going to... Well, music. We're going to see Brene rap next week.
And so we have no idea when we're going to record because there's just no days in the week next week. So TBD on that, but...
I'm, like, so excited. Her TikToks keep coming up on my feed. Have you, like, listened to the album?
Yeah, I have listened to the album. And I listened to the... Whoever made the Spotify set list, even though it's not official for sure. But I'm not going to know every word to every...
I mean, I don't know song. Every word, but, like, I definitely tested myself the other day and was like, oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, I know a lot of older stuff, but I don't know as much of the newest album. I don't know every word to the newest album.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to learn it in a week. So it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm still going to very much enjoy her show.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be incredible. Just know that the song when she's like, I like you better when you're gone, like, that one's, like, really in right now. So maybe
pay attention to that one.
Yeah, because she's been, like, posting a lot of her, like, singing that song. Because it's, like, I like you better when you're across the fucking country is, like, one of the lines. And she, like, has, like, been singing that a lot on her TikTok. So.
Okay,
so we had three quick things from... Well, one of the things was Dancing with the Stars favorites, which we already talked about.
Don't you fret. That will be every week.
Yeah, that is a consistent thing. Favorite fall things and traditions. I actually have I don't know if it's going to be really a tradition, but I have a new thing that I'm doing. Well, new thing that Sydney Waits really, it was her idea, but we're having, like, a couple of our friends over and we're doing a wine pairing night.
Fun.
So everyone, like, picked a wine. I, like, made a little spreadsheet and everyone, like, picked a wine and everyone's going to bring it with its, like, perfect pair. And so it's really, like, low maintenance on our end. We're just kind of, like, hosting it and then everyone will bring their wine. We'll do, like, a tasting and then it's, like, little.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, besides, we talked about this, that we are hosting a Halloween party, and this is our third year doing that.
I'm also definitely going to do that costume, because I'm just going to, because I have a perfect green dress, and I can just, like, get, like, purple, like, hairspray, and just, like...
Even if you just did, like, braids, it would be funny.
No, I'm gonna try to do it.
Okay.
Little snakes in my hair.
Snakes. Yeah, we started that a couple years ago, where we host a Halloween party, and my vision is that it's, like... As the kids get older, it's, like, super kid-friendly, and we have, like, kid crafts and kid, like, make it, you know, because I feel like kids don't get to have Halloween parties as much. It's, like, they go trick-or-treating on actual Halloween, but, like, they don't have Halloween parties, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I mean, we talked about going to a pumpkin patch. I don't know that I would call that a tradition because we didn't go last year. And the year before, we went to that stupid... photo op pumpkin patch in the city, which honestly Lila was like a month old, and so the photos are super stupid cute.
Yeah,
like some of my favorite photos are from that day, but like it was insanely expensive for us to go in for to take some cute photos.
Yeah, well, the friend that I was with today too, she just moved here in February, and she was like asking me, she was like, so like, is it worth to go to that like pop-up? I'm like no like it's, like, sometimes I have to, like, because I'm very opinionated when people ask me for my, like, opinion when it comes to, like, what to do in Chicago. But it's, like, don't waste your time. I'm, like, I literally am, like, don't waste your time in a bar crawl. Like, it's not.
No. But what I was going to say about the pop-up thingy is that I think there is an audience for it. I think if you went, like, in the evening with a bunch of your friends and you either were in costume or you dressed up, like, cute and did, all, like, lots of photos and you, like, got drunk, like... It comes with one drink And so we had a drink and walked around, you know what I mean? But I feel like if it was like, I don't know. I feel like there could be an audience for it.
Yeah.
But I feel like our family on a Sunday afternoon was not the audience.
Yeah, I just...
With a one-month-old. And then last year, because we didn't really have a day to go out to a pumpkin patch out, because all the good ones are out in the suburbs, we went to the zoo because they do have pumpkins at the zoo and they have like rides and fun things at the zoo. That like fall, they have like fall things at the zoo, and we have super cute pictures of Lila in the pumpkins at the zoo, and like that was enough for me. But
yeah, I just love a pumpkin patch. I was like also talking today, and I was like, I think September and October are like my favorite like Chicago months. Like I just think the weather's so
great. Weather's been so nice.
It's just like good vibes all around.
Yeah. I think the other thing is trying to squeeze in the pumpkin patch before Halloween is tough. I think if we're open to the idea of going in November, I think we have more options in terms of like free time and dates that line up for everybody. And so maybe it's not a pre-Halloween thing. Maybe it's a November activity.
Yeah.
And then obviously the other thing I love about fall is football. Duh. And
oh, my new quarterback. Who is my quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Allie's. I mean, a lot of people had Joe Burrow on their fantasy team. And yes, he got hurt. So did... J.J. McCarthy. There's a lot of quarterbacks that went down this weekend, actually. Yikes.
Jones from the Colts.
So he has actually been surprising people. I'll help you when we're done here.
That's what he's projected 19.
Yeah. And who are they playing? That makes a difference. But he actually.
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, yeah. I would put him in for sure. So he was on the Giants, and he was, like, not doing well, and so they got rid of him, and he has been crushing it on the Colts for, I mean, it's been two games, but.
Yeah, I'm projected to win again this week, so I'm not worried.
So the other football tradition, which I feel like I've probably mentioned in the last 2 years we've been doing this, except I didn't go 2 years ago, is I always go to a football game with my dad in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
So we meet in Dallas, and we go, it's the big rivalry game for Texas versus Oklahoma. And it's on a neutral field, so it's like half the stadium and half the stadium. And that's why I'm really excited about that, to go with my dad.
Oh, I was thinking of maybe doing what I did last year again and like having everybody over.
Yeah, for like watch a game.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yeah, my little like Sunday.
Okay, well, speaking of football, did you know we're going to the game this weekend?
What game?
The Cowboys-Bears game.
No.
Yeah. So we got free tickets through a friend.
Oh, like who's going? Like you?
Me and Sam.
Oh.
Well, so Sam's friend who works in advertising got four tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So, and his boyfriend decided not to go. So it's him, Sam, me, and then he was basically like, you guys can bring, they just moved here, so like they don't know a lot of
people.
You're
bringing Parker.
I'm actually bringing Mark.
Oh.
And our tickets are in a suite. Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. I've never been to Soldier Field ever, period. Let alone, like.
So you said you had nothing this weekend?
No, next weekend. We've been talking about next weekend. I have zero plans next Saturday and Sunday, including the Longhorns don't even play on Saturday. So, like, I have, when I say I have no plans on Saturday, I have no plans. And I'm like, I really would like to keep it that way. We can talk about it more later. But anyway, this weekend. No, this weekend, we have a lot of fucking plans.
Okay. Fun. That'll be really fun. They both suck, but. It'll be fun.
They don't. I mean, the Bears are 0-2. The Cowboys won. They're 1-1. But they both suck, so it should be a good game. Like, they suck the same.
Yeah.
I also feel like I'm going to wear a Cowboy shirt, but I probably shouldn't cheer.
Actually, I think I ended up, because I had to drop someone else, too.
Wait, you didn't drop Burrow? Please tell me you just benched him. Oh my gosh, you guys. Didn't I teach you fantasy last season? We had this exact same conversation on the pod last season. I don't remember who it was, but they got hurt, and I said, please tell me that you just benched them and you didn't drop them, and you were like, ooh. Because Joe Burrow is not set to be out for the whole season.
I thought he was.
I don't think so.
Who should I drop instead?
Okay, can we do this after?
Okay.
I'll help you after.
Do you have any advice for if/when you feel discouraged about your work performance?
Ooh. I feel like your answer to this is probably different than, I don't know that this person works in, like, a corporate job.
Okay, well, I guess the way I take it is, like, sometimes I feel, like, overwhelmed in the sense of, like, I'm worried that I'm not doing enough mm-hmm. for, like, all of my couples, so I try to, like, check in with them or try to like get ahead on stuff, but then I like have to kind of remind myself like, okay, like they're not waiting on you for anything. It's just like you're just spiraling. You're spiraling in a sense of like you can't force people to respond to your emails. Like you can't like, you know, expedite this process. And I try to like, I think the biggest thing is like just give myself grace in the process of knowing that it's like busy season. I'm like balancing a lot right now, while also like networking at least once a week, every single week. So I think it's just kind of taking a step back and like more just like analyzing the fact, or like I think literally like giving yourself grace and just being like, if you're stressed about your work performance, you're probably doing better than you think.
That's a really great point. My first comment was going to be, is this in your head, or did somebody actually make a comment and say something to you that is like causing you to feel this way? Because I see it pop up on my feed all the time in the context of parenting, where it says, if you're concerned, if you're a good parent, you're already doing more than like a lot of people. You know what I mean? So I agree with that completely. I also think it's tough, but if you have a boss, which most people do in a regular work setting, being open, and I know it's scary because I don't like constructive feedback either, but asking your boss, hey, can, like, I get that there's annual check-ins and like that's all fine and dandy, but like waiting a whole fucking year to like get feedback on your performance is kind of insane. And it may not come up on a regular basis either because they don't think to bring it up, or you're afraid to ask, or whatever, it doesn't matter. But bringing it up and saying, hey, I just want to, like, you know, is there anything I'm, you know, that I could improve upon or whatever? And if they're a good boss, if they have constructive feedback, they will give it constructively and not make you feel bad about it. It doesn't mean I'm not going to feel like shit later, because I totally will. But that, if you're really concerned, ask. And then, you know, do what you need to do. You know, take what they say to heart and then fix it. And then at that point, you can't be worried because you asked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It, for you, I feel like you do have a boss, but you're more concerned about your clients.
Yeah.
Whereas like...
I'm concerned about my clients. It really depends on what you're doing for work.
Right. That's what I mean. And so it's... I wouldn't like go to your clients and be like, is there anything I could do better? But you could.
Yeah. Well, and I tell like a lot of my like first clients, like I was open to feedback totally. And stuff. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it really depends on what you're doing, because I feel like with my job too, is like we kind of have to remind ourselves like, okay, like it's not the end of the world. Like you don't need to reach out to like 5 hair and makeup artists before Monday. Like it's going to be okay. Like, you know, there's certain things where it's like, okay, calm down.
Right.
Because, you know, I have upwards like 55 couples at work.
That's insanity,
Allie. And so I can't make all of them feel like the only couple.
I mean,
because that's how couples want to feel. Let me just like
do some quick math for you. If you talk to each one of them for 5 minutes, that's 4.5 hours of time.
Yeah.
Like, that would be half your day gone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to check in with them that often, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if you checked in with them for 10 minutes once a week, that's a whole day of work.
Yeah.
And you obviously have other shit to do, but like, just like when you put that into perspective.
Yeah. And you know, we prioritize the ones that are getting married sooner.
Right. And I feel like, you know, that when you're as somebody who has gotten married, like I don't expect my vendors, my planners, whatever, to be on top of like reaching out to me that often when my wedding is a year away. Like,
yeah.
It's a year away. Like we've done what we need to do. Like,
yeah, that's a good question, because I feel like that a lot. I feel defeated a lot.
And I think most of the time for you, and maybe for the person asking, it's in your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't feel like it is, then ask. Hi, Kitty. Welcome back.
Okay.
All right. If you are still here with us,
comment. You already asked for the Dancing with the Stars thing.
Okay, but that's not an emoji.
Oh.
If you made it all the way to the... That was way earlier. People could have dropped off. So for our friends who stick with us until the very end of the episode, comment with the mirror or the disco ball.
No, we've already done that before.
Well, yeah, but a year ago. Okay, fine.
No, we did that like recently when we talked about Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Yeah, do a guitar and go watch the runarounds. I'm serious.
Okay, a guitar emoji, which in our house, a guitar is called Daddy's toy. That is what Lila calls guitars. So she sees a guitar anywhere, on a book, on the subway, or the subway, that's not what it's called here. The train, there's an advertisement for like a music school with a guitar, and Lila will point at it, say, Daddy's toy.
That's nice.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I didn't mean to like make that look towards her.
I'll cut it off. It's a lot of hours.
It's like off the record. Like, don't put this in here, but.
Okay.
So, I don't know.